Hare Krishna. So rather than doing the verse, you can just change it Saturday, June 10th, so nobody raises the board. In case you're not here tomorrow, we can go right into Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a wonderful pastime. It's one of my favorite pastimes, and it's a very joyful pastime. Actually, we should perform this pastime. Some temples do it, actually. It's a wonderful pastime. This is the Panihati Utsava pastime. And we actually performed this when I was in New Vrindavan, when I first joined, actually. I actually did the cooking for the pastime. It was really amazing. This is the Chiradahi Utsava. And it centers around the activities of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So we'll begin. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vinda. Just a little recap. First we'll offer our obeisances. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nivashesha Shunyavari Pastyatya Desatarne Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhutananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gauravaktavindam Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sad Goswami Ki Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And his life is very instructive. The sixth chapter of Anchalila describes the pastime of Lord Chaitanya meeting Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami is an amazing person. And from many angles. The reason why is that he was the only son of a multi-billionaire. That means he had all the fortune that he could possibly consider. His parents were pious. They were religious. His father was working for the government and was a tax collector. And would make unbelievable amounts of money in that service. Plus, he was a landowner, too. So, by today's calculation, he was considered to be a multi-billionaire. His uncle was also his father's brother. They were together in this service. But Raghunath Das Goswami, somehow or other, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he lost all attachments to anything material. But his parents wouldn't give him up so easy. His parents were attached because it was their only son. And although they were pious, they didn't want their son to join the Hare Krishna movement. Sounds familiar, right? So they tried to keep him in different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he did meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya told him, go back, serve your parents. And in due course of time, Krishna will make all arrangements. So he did, but still he was never happy. He was never happy. So he would leave. And his parents would, see, they would arrange guards to take care of him. And it was about 11 guards that would watch him constantly. Plus, they married him to a girl who was considered to be like a demigoddess. Her description is that she was an angel. But still, although he had everything a person can ask materially and more, loving parents, caring parents, they were pious, they weren't sinful. Plus all the money, nice wife, everything. only son, whatever he wanted. But at the same time, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somehow or other attracted his heart and mind, he gave it all up. But he did his duty, stayed with his parents for a while. But he would always try to run away, and his parents would have the guards bring him back. So one day, he decided to go see Lord Nityananda. Yeah, of course, one day his father, I'll just read this, and said, he passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year he again decided to leave home. That's after Mahaprabhu told him to stay. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother began speaking to his father. Our son has become mad. She said, just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Raghunath Das, our son, he has opulences on the level of Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie him down. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Lord Chaitanya has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? So his father knew about Lord Chaitanya, because he supported the Sankirtan movement, but still he didn't want his son to join. Then Raghunath considered something in his mind. The next day he went to Nityananda Gosani. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. So this is, he just went a little distance to see the Lord. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the banks of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him, and seeing the influence of Lord Nityananda, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisance by falling prostrate from a distance, and then the servant of Lord Nityananda pointed out, there is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda said, you are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you. Lord Nityananda is very merciful. Imagine being punished by Lord Nityananda. Isn't that wonderful? What happened to Shivananda Sen? Got kicked in the chest by Lord Nityananda. And he thought it was the greatest thing ever. Yeah, Lord Nityananda was angry at him, but it was the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is very funny, very kind and merciful, and very unpredictable. He says, if you see Lord Nityananda going into a place where they sell liquor, you should know he's going in to preach. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head. Wow, isn't that amazing? The Lord just grabs you and puts his feet on your head. Whoa. I mean, how many lifetimes of pious activities does it take to get that kind of mercy? Just imagine having Lord Nityananda's feet on your head. Wow. People want the picture taken with the president, right? That's considered popular. But if you get Lord Nityananda's feet on your head, it's worth millions of presidents over millions of lifetimes. More than that. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. You are just like a thief For instead of coming near, you stay at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. So listen to Lord Nityananda's punishment. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chip rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. So the Lord has given him instructions. Put on a feast for my devotees. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. His father gave him all the money he ever wanted. So he always had money at his disposal. Raghunath Das brought chip rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles and placed them all around. This is how the Nayaka described the festival. As soon as they heard that the festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. Wow, can you imagine? You ever see these big pots? Big giant clay pot. He bought between 200 and 400. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. These were huge ones, big ones. And in these pots, a brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. So they put hot milk, and then they soaked chipped rice in these 7 big pots. And in one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. So you have one big pot with hot milk and rice, and then you have another pot, a smaller one with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. And that's one pot. Then the other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana called Champa Kala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. So in another pot, there was also bananas, camphor, condensed milk, bananas, camphor, sugar, clarified butter, ghee that is, and camphor. So you had 2 pots, so they would take some of the chip rice that was soaking and put some in one of the pots and put some in the other pot. When you soak chip rice, what happens to it? Expands, becomes really big, soft and really nice. It's very cheap. I mean, chip rice is not considered to be something very expensive, but it's such a nice food. After Lord Nityananda had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahman brought him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ramdas, Surnandana, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadai Shiva, and Purandara, Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwara Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. So these are the associates. These are all cowherd boys in Krishna's Leela. And Balaram's Leela. Similarly, Udayananda Datta, Thakur, and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Lord Nityananda. No one could count them all. So here's a small purport. We're describing where you can find a description of each of these associates. Udayananda Datta Thakur is interesting because Srila Prabhupada was born in his family. When we were there many years ago, we went to that place. When we went, and it was explained by Radhanath Maharaj that Srila Prabhupada actually was born in his family. He would go and visit the relatives of this family. So Prabhupada came from a very, very saintly family who were associates of Lord Nityananda. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests were there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered two earthen pots, and one was put chip rice with condensed milk, and the other chip rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. So you can imagine, people were just coming from everywhere because they heard about this festival. It was an open festival. And gradually, the place was becoming really crowded. Many years ago, not too long, myself and we were on, were you on that? Did you go? We went to Panihati and did the festival. Or maybe that was before you joined. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. We did, and myself, Radhanath Maharaj, and a bunch of other devotees. It was about 700 of us. We went to, and we did this festival on the site. And we had so much prasad. It's not just chip rice. It's everything you can imagine. I mean, we were surrounded by all kinds of prasad. We were distributing prasad to the devotees. And this is a festival where you just eat as much as you can. That's the only requirement of this festival. If you just eat what you can take, you have not partaked of the festival properly. You must eat as much as you can. And devotees were, myself and Radhanath Maharaj were sitting up on a, I forgot, it was like a raised platform-like, but it was like a tree or something. And then devotees were on it coming down, and we were just handing out prasadam for like hours. And devotees were just going mad at all. And one devotee, one family cooked everything. They cooked the whole thing. I mean, it was everything you could imagine. All kinds of sweets, all kinds of salty preparations and everything. If you took one of every preparation, you would overeat. So many preparations were there. So, Lord Chaitanya, when he performed pastimes of prasadam, they were the best. We can't really keep up with Lord Chaitanya's eating from pastimes. Each and every person was supplied two earthen pots, one with chip rice and yogurt, and one with chip rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their two earthen pots and soaked their chip rice there. Others who could not get a place on the bank of the Ganges got down into the water and began eating their two kinds of chip rice. So it was so crowded, they couldn't even fit on the bank. They were standing in the water. Some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some on the banks of the Ganges. They all were supplied two pots, each by the 20 men who distributed the food. So it was 20 servers. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived. Raghava Pandit arrived. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered them to the Lord. This prasadam he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." So he had cooked a big feast for Lord Nityananda at his house. Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night." Well, the Lord is the best. "I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we all sit together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the rivers." So we see the pastimes that Lord Krishna and Balaram would surround themselves with cowherd boys on the banks of the Jamuna. You've seen that picture? Krishna sitting in the middle, and then all the cowherd boys are like, it's like little whirls, like circles. And it's like hundreds of these boys, and they're all taking prasadam on the banks. So Krishna is one of Krishna's favorite pastimes. Krishna and Balaram would just love to take prasadam on the banks of the path. Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chip rice soaked in them. When chip rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Lord meditated on Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. Then they saw how the others were enjoying the chip rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chip rice and pushed it into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya as a joke. So this is a very funny pastime. Now Lord Nityananda is there and Lord Chaitanya is there, but nobody can see Lord Chaitanya. So they're wondering, what's Lord Nityananda doing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Lord Nityananda, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. And this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Lord Nityananda was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. So only a few people could see that. They had that vision. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and sat down. On his right side he kept four pots of chip rice that had not been made from boiled patty. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy names of Hari." Immediately the holy names Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. So this is a very ecstatic pastime. When I travel, sometimes I meet Jai Pataka Maharaj in my travels. And he loves to perform this pastime. So he'll come to a place and he'll just do the pastime. And in the morning he'll go into the kitchen and start cooking. Usually when he does the pastime in Atlanta, which is the actual site, because Atlanta is called Nupanihati. It's the name of the temple. So last weekend, I think, the devotees had that festival there. I think some of our devotees went. And he cooks 30 varieties of chirodahi. But usually when he does the pastimes, that means there's different kinds of mixtures of the chirodahi. They mix it with, some are salty, some are sweet, some are this way, that way, this way. But when he does it, you know, when he travels, he usually does about 6 varieties, which are nice. And then he cooks all these things. What it is, it's a pot, and in it is chipped rice soaked in condensed milk or yogurt. And then there's all other, like, fruit, or like nice salty preparations, or sweets, or sometimes little cakes, and all things on top. And then he has this beautiful pot, clay pot, and he takes them all out and puts them on a table, and he has an auction. And the devotees just sit there, and they bid on the pots. So sometimes the pots go for like $50 or $100, $150 for a pot. It's really a fun one festival. I was with him twice. We did it in two different places in Italy. And the devotees were bidding. And then all these pots came out. And then the money that is raised is given to the temple. And whatever money is raised is given to the temple. So that's a good way to raise money. Do this festival. You can do it one day, like on a Sunday feast, and then auction off the pots, and then, you know, use that money to support the temple like that. It's a wonderful festival. when all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names, Hari, 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 Hari. And eating, they recommended, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the banks of the Jamuna. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that he accepted all these dealings. So here, Raghunath Das got a chance to serve the Lord and all the Vaishnavas by performing this wonderful service. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to eat chip rice on the banks of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the banks of the Ganges to be the banks of the Jamuna. When the shopkeepers of many villages heard about the festival, they arrived to sell chip rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. People were coming from everywhere. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for their goods, and later he fed them with the same food. So the merchants came, sold their chip rice and other things, and then, after they were sold, Raghunath Das invited them to take prasad. So, anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chip rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. So there was his mercy here. He gives the remaining prasadam that he was taking to Raghunath Das. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and the Brahmins distributed it to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmin brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nut and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. So here the Lord takes betel nut. We can offer betel nut to the deities. When I was in New Vrindavan, we used to do that as a regular offering. We'd offer betel nut. But the thing is that you make sure nobody takes the remnants. It's not recommended. So we would take the betel nut. I forgot what we would do with it, but we would offer it. I remember because we would have a betel nut cracker. They would bring the nuts and we would crack it, and we put a little piece of betel nut in Didi's cup. Because I made up the plates, and I would put a little betel nut in the cup there like that. And then Krishna likes betel nut. You can do that. You can offer betel. But you have to be careful, because devotees shouldn't take remnants. We'll have so many different kinds of ecstatic symptoms. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and betel nut remained. So the devotees got the betel nut remnants. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relationship to the celebrated festival of the chip rice and yogurt. Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day, and then the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghunath Pandit and began congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So the pastime goes on. At the end, Raghunath offers Lord Nityananda and the devotees a nice donation. He gives the donation to all the devotees and to Lord Nityananda. And then he prays to Lord Nityananda, please free me from my situation. He says, No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain the shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful towards me and grant me the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me a benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the King of Heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, he does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful towards him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. And he goes on. So, Lord Nityananda declares his position to the devotees and says, please, you give him your benediction. So this is significant that we pray for the benedictions and the blessings of the Vaishnavas. In fact, that is the only way we can get the mercy of the Lord. If the Vaishnavas are kind upon us, then we get the mercy of the Lord. If we can't, the Vaishnavas do not recognize us, and then it's very difficult. Not difficult, it's impossible to get the mercy of the Lord. We have to please the Vaishnavas, we have to serve the Vaishnavas, and we have to ask for their mercy. That is the key. So Lord Nityananda, though Raghunath Das asked him for blessings, Lord Nityananda said, you all give him your mercy. So Lord Nityananda gave the mercy through the Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas are very merciful. So we always pray for the mercy of the devotees. And then we can get the mercy of the Lord. He wanted to go see Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't. He wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya But this pastime is very significant because it shows that by pleasing the devotees, then the Lord is pleased. When the Lord is pleased, the door for spiritual advancement is wide open. If we don't please the Vaishnavas, there's that one story. It's an interesting story. It's in this story about, who is it? Shailapurna in South India. Shailapurna was such a great devotee. He used to worship Bhardaraj. And he would talk to Bhardaraj. And he would have exchanges with Bhardaraj. And then one day, one Brahmin, humble man, came to Shailapurna. He said, Shailapurna, please give me your mercy. Please give me the mercy of Bhardaraj. Ask him. You always talk to him. Ask him, when will I be liberated? When will I go back to Godhead? So Shailapurna was pleased by this devotee, went to Bhardaraj, offered his obeisance, prayed to the Lord, and asked the question. And he named the devotee, says, when will he be liberated? The Lord said, in this very life. You will come back to me in this life. He went back, told the devotee was so happy. And then Shailapurna later on was thinking, I should ask the Lord about that myself. When will I get back to Godhead? So, next day he was worshipping Bhardaraj. And he said, my dear Lord, I also have that same question that I asked about this other Brahmin. When will I be liberated? The Lord said, I don't know, but it's many lifetimes. He was shocked. He said, why? Well, he said, you know, the Lord said to him, you talk to me, and that's nice, and I talk to you. But if you really want to get my mercy, you have to serve my devotees. That's why that man was liberated in his life, because he was your devotee. But you just worship me. So, long time. So Shaila Purna was fried. So he disguised himself as a cowherd boy. And he traveled a long distance and went to the home of, who was it? Nath Muni? Nath Muni. He was old. And he said, I am a cowherd boy. Please give me some employment taking care of your cows. So in disguise, he said, actually, I don't even want anything. I just want to serve you and take care of your cows. In disguise, he served Nath Muni. And Nath Muni didn't even he knew who Shaila Purna was, but he didn't recognize him because he was in disguise. And he did this service like every day. And then, what happened? One day he was out herding the cows and it rained. It was raining and raining and raining and raining and raining, and he got so wet. So he came back in to change his clothes, but the only set of clothes he had on was his devotee clothes. So he put them on, because everything else was wet. And he sat in his room. And then just by some luck, Nath Muni came into his room and saw him sitting there. He said, Shaila Purna, it's you! How is that? You've been herding my cows. I didn't even recognize you. How? This is embarrassing for me. I should be serving you. And then he revealed the whole thing, that I wanted to get the mercy of the Lord by serving the Lord's great devotees. So please be merciful to me. So he did that just to get the Lord told him, you can't get my mercy because although you talk to me and we're friends, you know, still you have to serve my devotee if you want to get my mercy. That's the key of Krishna consciousness. We have to serve the Lord's devotees. Otherwise, we can't get the mercy. Try to approach the Lord directly. It's impossible. Impossible. One who says he's my devotee, Krishna says, he's not my devotee. One who's a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. Only when we serve the Lord's devotees can we get the mercy of the Lord. That's the key. And that's the story here. Raghunath Das Goswami was given that service by Lord Nityananda to serve all the devotees. And when he pleased the devotees and the Lord blessed him and told him, you also bless him. And you'll see right after that, he somehow got away and he joined Lord Chaitanya. It was right after that. He went back home. His father still had the 11 guards. But one night, the priest, Balaram Acharya, came to Raghunath and said, my dear Raghunath, I have a problem. And the priest, he's not worshipping the deity, the Brahman. He's given up his service. So please, go talk to this Brahman and bring him back to his service. So Balaram Acharya was walking with... Yadunanda Acharya. Yeah, Yadunanda Acharya. So they were walking together, and then Raghunath said, you know, Yadunanda Acharya, I will go see this Brahman. So it is late, so you don't have to stay with me. You can go home. So he went home, and then Raghunath was unguarded. He was unguarded. And as soon as that happened, he made his way and left. Instead of going through the normal path to reach Jagannath Puri to get to Lord Chaitanya, he went through the pass through the woods. And the going through the woods was really difficult. At the same time, the devotees were traveling from Navadvip Dham to Puri to go join Lord Chaitanya for the Rath Yatra. The next morning, when his parents realized he was gone, they sent the 11 men to catch up with Shivananda Sain and the group of devotees going from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. And all 11, they came, they said, please, Shivananda Sain, please return Raghunath. And he said, I'm sorry, but Raghunath has not joined us. He must have gone another way. So he traveled through the jungle was off the beaten path, and for 12 days he traveled, and he only ate for three. And the first night he drank a little milk in a home in a cow shed. The cowherd boy was there. He took some milk, and when he arrived, he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya immediately said, "Your father and your uncle, they're like two worms in stool." Now, his father and uncle were really pious. They used to serve the Brahmins and give them money. But they still were materialists. Lord Chaitanya said, they're like two worms in stool. Anyone who thinks that there's some happiness in this material world is like a worm in stool, because this material world is like stool. It's not a nice place. So anyone who's trying to find happiness in the material world is like trying to find pleasure in stool. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, there's different kinds of stool. Some of it seems to be okay. So, right? But, you know, it's still stool. Anyway, this is the material world. So Lord Chaitanya, that was the first thing he said. The first thing he said was he criticized or commented on his parents. But then he said, Krishna sets you free. And so He joined Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya put him under the care of Sarup Damodar Goswami and told Sarup Damodar Goswami to take care of him. And his renunciation was impossible to understand. At first, the men caught up. They actually came to Puri. And Raghunath wouldn't go back with them. Lord Chaitanya said, he has come and he is now here. He is a free man. So they decided to give Raghunath any amount of money he wanted. His parents said, give him all the money he wants. So he was feeding Lord Chaitanya regularly. He would invite Lord Chaitanya twice a month for prasad and cook him a nice meal from the money that his father gave him. But then after some time, he missed serving Lord Chaitanya two times in a row. And Lord Chaitanya came to Sarup Damodar, because Raghunath wouldn't talk directly to Lord Chaitanya. He was too humble. He would talk to Sarup Damodar. He said, and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sarup Damodar. He says, well, Raghunath, he's not fighting me. What happened? Oh, Sarup Damodar said, well, he didn't want to take the money of his parents. He felt like he was a prostitute taking their money. And so he decided not. How is he eating? Lord Chaitanya said. Well, he's begging in front of Jagannath temple. Oh, that's very good, Lord Chaitanya said. Then after some time, Lord Chaitanya would pass by and he wouldn't see Raghunath anymore, standing in front of the temple begging. So then he came to Sarup Damodar. He said, Sarup Damodar, where's Raghunath? I don't see him. Oh, he was thinking this begging is not good. Because I'm standing here and some people pass and I think, oh, they gave me yesterday, will they give me today? Well, he hasn't given me anything, will he give me something? So his mind was not peaceful, thinking, who will give me? So he stopped that. And then he was taking free food from the Jagannath Prasadam stand. They have free food for people who need food. So he was getting that. Lord Chaitanya said, that is very nice. And then after a while, he stopped doing that. Then, there's a place right on the side of the Jagannath temple where they throw the old rotten prasadam that's not sellable after so many days. They throw it down over the wall, and there's some cows there. They're called the Trilunga cows. And they eat that food. But some of the food is so hard and rotten that you can't even eat it. So Raghunath Das Goswami would take the hard rice that the cows would not even eat. He would wash it off and he would put some salt on it. And that's what he was eating. Lord Chaitanya found out about it. He came to Raghunath and he said, first Sarup Damodar came and said, Raghunath, what are you doing? You're having a feast and you're not inviting us. You're having a feast and you're not inviting us. So, after some time, Lord Chaitanya came and said, Raghunath, why didn't you invite me? You're having this big feast. And then he ran and grabbed some of the food that Raghunath had in his hand and he ate it. And he said, I have tasted so many sabjis, so many curries, sweet rice, so many wonderful preparations, but I think the food that Raghunath Das is eating is the best. And then he went to grab another piece, and Srup Damodar Goswami stopped him. He said, my Lord, this is not fit for you to eat this. But this was Raghunath Das's Goswami's renunciation. He was the epitome of renunciation. He was so wealthy, he gave it all up and didn't even live like a normal devotee. He was eating hardly anything. Sometimes he would take a little buttermilk every other day. And sometimes he would sleep maybe an hour and a half. And so sometimes he would forget to sleep. They were so much absorbed in chanting the holy names, engaging in devotional service. This was the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And Raghunath Das was the personification of what we say renunciation. And don't try to imitate. Just take prasad. No. Just take prasad. It's not recommended to renounce. But you should see what is the quality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that such renunciation can manifest in the hearts and minds of his devotees. Mahaprabhu Bhakti Ganir Vairagya Pradhan. That renunciation is the life and soul of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They are very renounced. They can give up anything for Lord Chaitanya. There's nothing they won't give up in order to please Lord Chaitanya. So this was Raghunath Goswami. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalago Taktvatunam Vashesha Mandala Pati Saning Saratuchava Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kokananaya Kopina Kapa Gopi Bhavara Kanta Sanghara Hari Malo Maro Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalago. That they have given up everything. They're wearing loincloth and begging bowl. And what are they doing? Hey Radhe Rajike Chite Chandalite. Hey Nanda Sunukata. Sri Govardhan Patale Kalindi. They're chanting. They're saying, where is Govardhan Hill? Where is Srimati Radharani? Where is the Jamuna? Where? And they're crying out for the holy places and the holy personalities. And they're chanting the holy names of the Lord. And they're living very simply. And they're on the highest platform of Paramahansas. They're completely absorbed in the service of the Lord. With no other thought. It's their six Goswamis. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the epitome of renunciation. Out of all of them, his renunciation was profound. Sanatan Goswami was the epitome of humility. Rupa Goswami was the epitome of Bhakti Ras. He was so deep in the mellows of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And Raghunath Bhatta, he was absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. He would read Srimad Bhagavatam all day and recite it. And he knew every verse in 3 meters, 3 different rhymes. That was his service, just reading and reciting Bhagavatam all day. That was Raghunath Bhatta. Srila Jiva Goswami was the personification of Vyasadeva. He wrote more verses than any other sadhu in the history of sadhus. He wrote 400,000 verses on the philosophy and glories of Radha and Krishna. His works, Satsandarbhas, the Sandarbhas, amazing work. Highest philosophical precepts. And one more, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, personification of humility. He ordered, Krishna Das Kaviraj, don't mention my name in your pages of your account on the life. I don't want to be known as a devotee. He told him, he said, don't mention, and Krishna Das Kaviraj very carefully mentions his name just to give him some glorification, but doesn't speak many of his pastimes. He was so humble. If somebody would come up to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and criticize another devotee, he would say, is he chanting Hare Krishna? And if that devotee said yes, he said, that's all I want to know. If he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's glorious. He would never take exception with anyone. He was one of the few that had Shilas. He was worshipping the Shilas, and all the other Goswamis had their own Radha Krishna deities. One night, he prayed to the Lord, I also want to worship you in that form in your twofold bending form. That night, the next day he woke up, one of his Shilas took the form of Krishna. That was Sri Sri Radha Raman. And that deity is the most amazing deity in the history of deities. Self-manifesting deity appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So these were the qualities of these six Goswamis in Vrindavan. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Sri Jiva Gopala Go. So Lord Prabhupada says, if you want to learn the science of Krishna consciousness, you must somehow or other study the works of the Goswamis. Everything is there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Chiradahi Maha Utsava ki.